Hey gorgeous souls. Welcome back to Becoming That Girl, your daily dose of 5-minute power rituals to level up your life. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving into something seriously important. Cultivating kindness and compassion, not just for others, but for ourselves too. Because let's be real, in this crazy world we live in, a little extra love goes a long way, right? Ever feel like the news cycle is just one giant dumpster fire of negativity? Or you're constantly bombarded with social media comparisons that leave you feeling less than? Yeah, me too. That's why I believe taking time to consciously cultivate kindness and compassion is more crucial than ever. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, Sienna, here comes the preaky life coach, hear me out. This isn't about becoming a doormat or sacrificing your own needs. It's about approaching life with a little more empathy, understanding, and grace for ourselves and everyone around us. Think of it like this. Kindness is a ripple effect. When you choose to be kind, even in the smallest ways, you set off a chain reaction that can positively impact countless lives. So, how do we actually put this into practice? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to sprinkle a little extra kindness and compassion into your day-to-day. 1. Start with yourself. This might sound counterintuitive, but before you can truly extend kindness to others, you need to cultivate it within yourself. Practice self-compassion, talk to yourself like you'd talk to your best friend, offer yourself forgiveness when you mess up, and celebrate your wins, big or small. Remember, you deserve love and kindness just as much as anyone else. Listen more than you speak. Ever had a conversation where you felt genuinely heard? It's powerful, right? Active listening involves truly paying attention to what others are saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and show genuine interest in their words. Sometimes, the most compassionate thing you can do is simply listen with an open heart. 3. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life and forget to appreciate the good things. But taking a moment each day to express gratitude for what you have, your health, your loved ones, even a sunny morning, can shift your entire perspective. Try keeping a gratitude journal or simply reflecting on 3 things you're grateful for before bed. 4. Offer random acts of kindness. These don't have to be grand gestures. Sometimes the smallest acts of kindness can make a world of difference. Hold the door open for someone, offer a sincere compliment, pay for the person behind you in line. These little things go a long way in spreading positivity. 5. Forgive yourself and others. Holding on to grudges only hurts you in the end. Practice forgiveness both towards yourself and others. It doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions, but it does mean releasing the anger and resentment that weighs you down. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. Learning to forgive is a powerful act of self-compassion. Think about that time when someone offered you a genuine smile or helped you out when you were struggling. How did it make you feel? Inspired? Supported? Empowered? That's the magic of kindness. It has a ripple effect, lifting not just the recipient, but also the giver. Imagine if we all consciously made an effort to cultivate kindness and compassion in our daily interactions. The world would be a brighter, more beautiful place. Now, let me tell you about Sarah, a friend of mine who was going through a really tough time. She had lost her job and was feeling overwhelmed with self-doubt. But instead of wallowing in negativity, she decided to focus on spreading kindness. She volunteered at a local soup kitchen, offered words of encouragement to strangers, and practiced gratitude for the simple things in life. And guess what? Her outlook shifted dramatically. She rediscovered her passion, found new opportunities, and realized that kindness wasn't just good for others, it was incredibly healing for herself too. Remember, you have the power to create a more compassionate world, one act of kindness at a time. Start with yourself, practice self-compassion, listen deeply, express gratitude, offer random acts of kindness, and learn to forgive. You'll be amazed at the positive impact it can have on your life and the lives of those around you. Keep shining bright, beautiful souls. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra kindness today, and let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Until tomorrow, remember, be kind, be compassionate, and always strive to become that girl, the best version of yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.